Ray. What's on your mind, sir?
Oh, hi, Dr. Ray. Hey, I took your advice and I got that mineral test, hair analysis mineral test.
Yes, sir.
And it's going to be a couple of weeks before I see my doctor. So I was wondering if you might, it says in the middle, it has a yellow. On the right, it has a pink. And the pink, it says 95 percentile. On the left, it says 68 percentile. So I'm guessing if you're in the green, you're okay. And you get in the yellow, you're bad.
Well, actually, it goes both ways. There's the middle, as you say, and then there's two same color columns to the left and right. If it's to the right on that page, it's going to the high direction, but it's not too high yet. And if it's in the left column, it's going to the low direction, but it's not dramatically low. But when it gets out to that red one, like you mentioned, sir, which is on the right, and then it's clear over on the left too, that means either, it's really higher than it needs to be, better talk to your doctor, or it means, oops, I'm awfully low if it went off to the left side.
Okay. That's kind of what I thought, but I thought I'd just ask you since, you know.
Sure.
Hey, I'd like to just mention that with your other caller about the AFib, that I had AFib, and I started taking the, what that guy prescribes on the AFibbers.org website you recommended, or
sure.
The acetyl-L-carnitine, the taurine, the magnesium, and I think there's one other one, but I tell you, I haven't had an episode for like 3 years. And, you know, when I started taking the extra magnesium, my heart murmur completely went away. And I just went and saw my cardiologist a few weeks ago. So there are people who can, you know, you can have two now that you can say, even though I've never seen you.
Okay, sir. Well, thank you for letting me know. Yep. Thank you. Thank you for letting me know about that.
Oh, yeah. It's great. It's having AFib is so scary, you know. I mean, when your heart starts flipping out like that. Hey, a quick question. I have a friend who has depression, and I heard you talk about a website that they can go to. I think it was depression, not ADHD, where it talks about some natural things they can take instead of Prozac and all these other things that are out there.
Well, they might want to go to Green Medicine Newsletter for December of, I forget whether it was last year or the year before, sir, but there is an index that one can look on that website if one's a subscriber and find any condition that's been written about since the newsletter started. Now, what that newsletter told us about in December was a mineral called rubidium. Now, rubidium is in the same family as sodium and potassium, and it's a natural mineral. And the six researchers over in Europe were with severely depressed people. What do I mean by severely and emphasizing it? They were all hospitalized because of suicide threats and stuff like that. That's severe. Okay, what they did was they put them all onto a very large but very safe, and I'll get to safety in a moment, a very large but very safe dose of rubidium, way more than you'd find in the food. And no kidding, sir, within 1 month, two-thirds of those people were discharged from the hospital, no longer depressed. Now, how the blink does that work? Well, it seems that rubidium is a key mineral in helping the body make adrenaline and other so-called picker-upper excitatory neurotransmitters. And the rubidium just helped those people's brains make enough of that two-thirds of them were discharged from the hospital, not depressed anymore. Now, I would not be using that without working with a doctor who's skilled in natural medicine, because rubidium is the key mineral element, but there also are other ingredients that go into making, again, they're called adrenaline and noradrenaline. They're called the excitatory neurotransmitters. There are those other elements too. And if we use all those other elements along with the rubidium, we don't have to use as much rubidium to get the job done. Not that it's dangerous. If we use rubidium in equal amounts with potassium, we don't get hurt. But these are the technical details that your doc, skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine, can help a person get through.
Okay, well, I'll let him know to talk to his doctor about that.
Yeah, got to be a doc who knows natural medicine, though, because if it's somebody who prescribes patent medicines, all they're going to want to do is put him on Wellbutrin or some silly thing like that.
Oh, I know, yeah. He's on a couple of antidepressants, and poor guy. Hey, a quick question on my mineral analysis. So I'm just looking at the iodine test, and I'm going into the yellow on the high side over the 84th percentile. You know, but I've been using your salt, that right salt, for, you know, probably 3 or 4 years now. And I have no idea where I'd be getting extra iodine from.
Okay, well, sometimes it's in supplements. Sometimes if we use kelp, there's iodine in there. Now, one thing not to be too concerned about, sir, there is a publication from The Lancet about a fellow who came home drunk and reached into his refrigerator and pulled out a pint, and he thought it was alcohol, but it turns out it was iodide. He drank the whole blinking pint. I'm not kidding you. And they took him to the hospital. He had a little bit of a fever, and he wasn't feeling too good, but 3 days later he was discharged, and he did not die. It takes a heck of a lot to die. Now, what you need to be more concerned about is if that iodine stays high for a long time, and it takes months to years, it can suppress one's own thyroid function. One won't die of that either, but one will get awfully fatigued from a weak thyroid. So, I talk that over with your doc. Another thing to say is that I'm not too terribly worried unless the iodine is practically off the chart. Why? Because most of us, and remember that these statistics for normal and what's normal and what isn't normal are taken from surveys of 3,000 or 4,000 people. And most of those people aren't into natural medicine, and they're not taking iodized salt or anything like that. So their levels are, quote, normal, unquote, but they're sure as heck not optimal.
Right, yes, right. Okay, well, thank you so much, and I hope you have a good day when you get off.
Well, I'm going to get out and get some of that sunshine. Okay? All right, sir. Thank you for calling.